1 Thessalonians 5:17. I'm going to take just a second to read it. Don't really need to read it because it's just three words. It says, pray without ceasing. So just kind of a little bit of a backwards approach for just a minute. You know, we've been talking a lot the past 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it was, about the things that we say, about our thoughts, about the words that we put out. And I think sometimes that we forget that essentially our prayers are that, right? Our prayers are speaking to God. So our prayers need to be the correct prayers and in the right way, in order to get God's ear, I guess is the way to say it. So pray without ceasing is the scripture. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. All right, so pray without ceasing. I think that that's a scripture that a lot of people have quoted in times past. I think a lot of people have, mentioned that scripture. And I think that even though it's just three little words, I think that it can be a little bit troubling on people's minds. Because when you hear, do something without ceasing. Without ceasing means that you never stop. Pray without ceasing means that you pray constantly and continually. Now, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of different things that we try to do. But this is a command in the Bible, so we shouldn't be trying to do it. We should be accomplishing that command. So it's written to pray without ceasing. So how do we pray without ceasing? I think that's the first thing that we should tackle. There's probably two or three different points of view here. When I think about praying without ceasing, I think about, we have appointed times that we can, bow our heads and pray. We have appointed times, we pray before dinner, right? We pray before we go to bed. We pray when we get up in the morning. Those are like appointed times that we pray. But the scripture says to pray without ceasing, so that means that we have to pray beyond those times.
Amen.
So praying beyond those times, the way that I see it, praying beyond those times is as much as your conversation with God as it is your daily activities, your daily thoughts, and the way that you're living your life during the day. Because if you live your life in a prayerful state, you're conversating with God every opportunity you get verbally, just a quick prayer, Lord, thank you for helping me get through that situation that I was just in. Lord, thank you for moving, that out of my way so I could, do something that needed to be done. In those types of ways, we can pray, just little quick prayers during the day. But it goes beyond that. It goes to our internal thoughts. You know, what are we thinking on? Because if we're thinking on things, that are godly, we're thinking on scriptures, we're thinking about, fellowship, we're thinking about praise and worship song in your head. Those are prayerful thoughts. So we can pray out loud, we can pray at appointed times, we can have prayerful thoughts, and also our actions. And I think this is where a lot of times we don't really think about it, but our actions need to be prayerful. You know, we have to be careful. In the last study about our words, we talked about, taking every thought captive, but we also talked about, no idle words. So,
Amen.
So our actions, the things that we do in jest, like, if we're joking around with somebody too much, if we're doing something that does not portray a godly attitude, we have to be very careful because we can say all the right things, but one wrong action, one wrong maneuver, one wrong move will take you out of praying without ceasing,
Amen.
But it will also diminish the testimony that you have with people. So I think when I think about pray without ceasing, I think about it being as much about the things that we're doing, you know, our actions, our activities, you know, do we get involved with not good humor? Do we get involved with, you know, if there's a bunch of people around and there's a lot of cursing, do we just let it go or do we, you know, take our stand? We don't have to say something, but we can move away from that. Because those are the ways that we can live our life in a prayerful state with our actions. Because as the scripture says, pray without ceasing, it's as much about bowing your head and dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. Or dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you're glorious, I praise you. It's as much about that, but it's also about the things that we're thinking. It's about the actions that we're doing and the activities that we're allowing ourselves to be involved in.
Amen.
So when I think of pray without ceasing, that's what I start thinking about. Is it goes beyond just the prayer part of it, just the activity of prayer.
I agree. When I think of praying without ceasing, I agree with everything you said. I also think about, you know, I always use Jesus as my example. And, you know, the Bible says he would get up early when it was still dark out to find some quiet place to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So he checked in with the Father early. I believe he got instruction from the Father because he said he only did and said what he heard the Father say or do. So I think he kind of just mimicked his Father. He heard it from the Father first. He saw it from the Father first. And then when he would come back and be around people, he knew what to say. He knew what was going to happen. He was well informed. So he got up and started his day with his Father. And that's what I do. I get up early in the morning and I pray. I've been doing it a while. Before I get up in the morning, you know, I'm still praying. You know, I'm asking the Father questions. And all day long, I'm either praying in tongues or praying. I ask Holy Spirit all the time to help me to pray as I ought to.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells you that the Holy Spirit, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will help you pray as you ought. Because a lot of times we don't, it says know how we should be praying. So, and also, you know, just doing things wherever I am, you know, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to hear me, but most of the day I'm praying.
Amen.
Even if, you know, I'm praying in tongues or I'm saying, I think, thank you, Father, is a prayer.
Amen.
I think, you know, if something's going on around you, you may not say it out loud, but you can say a prayer to yourself to try to shift the atmosphere around you because as a child of God, you have authority. And it's a matter of, you know, what is your revelation according to that authority that you have?
Amen.
You know, are you seated in heavenly places? Is that real to you? Or are you just down here amongst everyone else trying to make it from day to day?
Amen.
So
Amen.
It depends on your attitude and how you think. But to me, like I say, praying without ceasing, I do the best I can to constantly be asked, you know, to constantly ask the Father, you know, what's on your heart today? What's on your mind? What do you have for me today? How can I serve you with excellence today? You know, Father, where are you? What are you up to?
Amen.
Can I participate in what you're doing? So my thoughts are, like I imagine Jesus' thoughts were, all about the Father. So he could be all about the Father and make sure what the Father's desires match his. And he could accomplish them.
Amen. Amen. So praying without ceasing, you know, that's a couple of different, you know, perspectives on praying without ceasing. Each one of us can have our own combination of all of those thoughts when it comes to praying without ceasing, because, you know, it's a matter of what really is prayer is an intimate relationship with God. So an intimate relationship with God is a personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God is unique to every individual person.
Amen.
The fact of it is that praying without ceasing, the closer you get to God, it becomes natural and it becomes easy. It becomes easy to understand that my prayer life has to be more than just, you know, getting down on my knees when I get out of bed and saying a 2-minute prayer and then going about my day. It's a constant communication with God.
Amen.
Praying without ceasing is essentially that.
Intimacy.
I need to communicate with God a lot.
Amen.
A lot. My communication needs to be, you know, you can't communicate with God too much. Amen. So I did want to find some scriptures that kind of back that fact up. So if you have your Bible handy, turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 18. And we are going to read from verses 1 to verses 8. So that's Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 8. Give everybody just a second to get there. And then we're going to read it. And we're going to see how you can't communicate with God too much. And that, you know, realistically, when you think you're communicating with God too much, you need to communicate more.
Amen.
That's kind of like what I would say about it. You can't communicate with God too much. And this is Jesus, it's a parable that Jesus spoke. And it says, and he spoke a parable to them to show that men should always pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get me justice against my enemy. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said to himself, even though I do not fear God or respect man, yet because this widow is troubling me, I will get her justice, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and will not God obtain justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night to him, also bearing patiently with them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So what we have here is a two-part parable. Jesus tells the story of the woman that goes to the judge, and the judge is, you know, from this description, not really a good person, right? Doesn't fear God and doesn't respect man, but it's a person of authority or a person who has power. So this woman is coming to him to try to get justice against an enemy. Now, because she is so persistent, not because the judge is a good person, but because she is so persistent, he caves in and says, I'm going to do this. Now, her persistence paid off. Her persistence broke down the resistance of the judge. Now, the second part of it, it tells us that God will obtain justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night to him. So what he's telling us here in this parable is that, you know, when we come with our prayers, we have to come with our prayers day and night.
Amen.
We have to be continually persistent with our prayers day and night. You know, we have to get out of the mindset to where, you know, I pray in the morning and that's it. Or I pray in the evening and that's it. You know, a lot of people's mindset is I pray right before I go to bed and I pray before my meals and that's it. But, you know, what do we do when we're praying over our meals? Typically, it's just a quick prayer, Lord, thank you for the food I'm about to eat. Use it for my body and my body for your service. And then you're more concentrated on what you're getting ready to eat than the prayer that you just said.
Amen.
So, you know, I look at this and I go a little bit deeper and a little bit further than just this woman's example of being persistent. You know, our prayers have to be directed and they have to be pointed and they have to be in the right vein. You know, when we're seeking God for an answer to something, you know, when we're seeking God for deliverance or something, when we're seeking God for a way through something, you know, our first thought needs to be, you know, a thanksgiving. You know, worship God. Be thankful for what he's already done. And then, you know, our prayers just take a form of their own. Our prayers move into their own way because we are so connected to God because we are constantly and we are continually praying. So the scripture says, and will not God obtain justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night to him, also bearing patiently with them? Now, one other point that I would like to make there, his chosen ones are going to be heard. His chosen ones are going to get answers. His chosen ones are going to get relief from the situation that they're praying about. His chosen ones, you know, when we are chosen by God, God takes us and plucks us away from the world. He takes us and he moves us. The scripture says that we are seated in heavenly places. So when we're chosen by God, we're plucked away from the world. We're seated in heavenly places. And, you know, I look at it like this. At that point, we have the ear of God. You know, we can ask. Scripture tells us that, you know, whatsoever you ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That will be. But when we have the ear of God, because we're chosen and we're separated, we're pulled apart, and we have the ear of God, why aren't we praying without ceasing?
Amen.
Because when you have the ear of God, praying without ceasing will move mountains. Praying without ceasing will change things for the better.
Amen. And I think it's a part of just knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that you're a daughter or a son, having that revelation of who you are, and you, the Bible says, can come boldly before the throne. So if you know that, you know who you are, you have confidence in what you're praying about, that you are being heard, that you're not just praying. So I think just knowing who you are and having faith in that God hears you, you will definitely get answers to your prayers.
Amen.
Because you have that faith.
Amen.
That you are a son or you are a daughter and that he hears you. And he's a good father.
Yeah, I think that you can say it like this, that, you know, God wants to help his chosen ones. He is, you know, I almost see a picture in my head that, you know, Jesus is sitting there and God is sitting there and, you know, they want their chosen to just reach out to them for help, to reach out to them for guidance, reach out to them for, you know, a lift over this obstacle. And that's, you know, that's really what this is all about. It's all about, you know, when I pray without ceasing, I get that intimacy with God. When I get that intimacy with God, you know, he wants to just take your hand and say, okay, let's go do this. Let's do it this way, because he'll speak back to you. You know, when you're praying without ceasing, it gives God the opportunity to speak back to you.
Amen.
And say, you know, rather than going to the right this day, take a left because I want you to see something up here.
Amen.
But you only get to that point in life when you're praying without ceasing, when you're living your life praying without ceasing, when you're persistent in your prayers.
And when you pray expecting. That's what I do.
When you pray expecting, yes.
You expect that you're heard.
Amen. Amen. So our prayers need to be as persistent as this example was. Our prayers need to be, you know, not that you're going to annoy God. That's not what you're trying to do. But, you know, like the kid in the back seat, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? Are we closer? Are we closer now? Are we there yet? You know, that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, that's how we need to approach it with our prayer life. Our prayer life cannot be, you know, one prayer in the morning and done for the day.
Yes, I would suggest talk to God like you would to a loving father.
Amen.
You know, a loving father, you would sit down and say, look, you know, Dad, this is what happened today.
Amen.
You know, what do you think of this?
Amen.
You know, just make it personable.
Amen. So praying without ceasing, we do have to take it to the point to where we understand that there are numerous different types of prayers.
Yes, there's Ephesians 6:18, where Paul says, praying always in the Spirit with all kinds of prayers and requests and being alert for this with all perseverance and requests for all saints. Like I mentioned earlier, there are different ways to pray. I pray in the natural, pray in the Spirit. My husband mentioned, you pray in just your actions, certain things that you will not do is a form of prayer.
Amen.
Certain things, you know, certain ways you will no longer talk is a form of prayer.
Amen.
Because it's a commitment to obedience.
Amen.
And being obedient is you definitely get the attention of the Father when you obey His word. Jesus says if you love me, you'll do what I say. And then if you do that, then I'll make myself known to you. I'll come to you.
Amen.
So there's just many ways of praying, and our prayers help others.
Amen.
So that in itself, you know, you're not always praying for yourself, but you are constantly praying for others also.
So there's all kind of different ways to pray. You know, we talked about that at the beginning. It says pray without ceasing. There's all kind of different ways that you can pray. There's different, you know, prayers, pray for people, pray for yourself, pray for situations, you know, pray for deliverance. There's all kind of different types of prayers.
Healing.
And over the next, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to talk about a lot of the different types of prayers. And I'm going to, as the week rolls on, we're going to, text out some scriptures that go with some different types of prayers. I wrote down a few and I'm just going to kind of mention them briefly, and then we're going to go a little deeper into each one of the different types of prayers over the next, few weeks. You have, prayers of worship. You have prayers of thanksgiving. You have prayers of faith. Prayers of intercession. You have corporate prayer, which is a group of people getting together and praying for a situation or for someone. You have prayers of consecration, and you have praying in the Spirit. So that's just some of them that I wrote down. I'm sure that there's others that we'll come up with as we go along. But you know, each one of these topics is vitally important because, you know, a relationship with God an intimacy with God is not just us always, you know, going to God in prayer, asking for something.
Amen.
You know, praying without ceasing, you know, there are going to be times where, you know, you're asking for an answer to something, or you're asking for help overcoming something. You're asking for healing. You're asking for, you know, an answer to a question. But if all that we ever do is just ask for something, are we growing in that relationship with God? We're not. We're not. So we have to remember that, you know, in any relationship, any two-way relationship with people, you know, with mothers and fathers, with children, with spouses, with people that you, on your job that you work with, you know, those relationships, if it's one way where you're just always saying, God, I need, God, I need, God, I need, God, please give me, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, praying without ceasing to build a relationship with God.
And then I was saying in a successful relationship, it's not about you. It's about you're wanting to cater to the needs of the other person.
Amen. Amen.
So we want to cater to the needs of the Father and what is on his mind and what he has for us to do.
Amen. So you see the examples that I pulled out, and I'm going to try to find some more over the next week, but we're going to talk about each one of these prayer topics a little bit more in depth in the next couple of weeks. But prayer of worship, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of faith, prayer of intercession, corporate prayer, prayer of consecration, and praying in the Spirit. As we go along, and we understand the different types of prayers, we understand where those prayers are going to become useful in our lives, where those prayers are going to be, where we need to be applying those types of prayers. As we go along and we get into this and we start applying, you know, worshiping God in our prayers, being thankful. You know, thankful for God, thankful for salvation, thankful for what Jesus did for each one of us. You know, we all have a bunch of things to be thankful for, right? We have a vehicle to drive. We have, you know, food to eat. But, you know, sometimes it's down to, you know, Lord, I'm thankful for the sacrifice that you made.
Amen.
The sacrifice that you made over 2,000 years ago that gives me the opportunity right now to have an eternal salvation. That I have a gift of eternal life. You know, and I think that we're all thankful for that, but when is the last time that we said, Lord, I'm thankful for that?
Amen.
And that is where, when you get into pray without ceasing, that is where when you get into seeking that relationship with God. And I think that's the best word to come back to is either intimacy with God or a relationship with God. When you get to where that is your goal with praying without ceasing, then you start understanding, you know, I want to talk to God in the morning. I want to talk to God in the afternoon. I want to talk to God in the evening. I want to talk to God when I wake up in the middle of the night. I want to be speaking to God because I know the more that I speak to him, the more he's going to speak to me.
Amen.
So, yes. You know, it's a relationship building thing is where you're at. And all these different types of prayers, we'll see how those are going to help us build that stronger relationship with God, to build that bond, way stronger.
Yes, the Lord says in the word it's to not to lean on your own understanding, but to talk to him, to ask him.
Amen.
So there you have it. I mean, he's saying come to him because he has the right answer for you.
He has the only answer.
Right. He has the right. So you can, you know, go at it on your own and, you know, why not just get it from the Lord?
Amen.